Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hashtag no music, no intro. Another episode of Hashtag Saints for a Podcast coming at you. This day in 2 weeks, Ryan, 2 weeks, will be the first night one, 2021 NFL draft. It's almost here. Like, we're just in these weeks of just nothing fucking happening. Nothing.
Nothing but fucking police.
Oh bro. Come on, man. What did you expect to get?
Police doing fucking killing young black men, fucking young
13-year-olds.
Young 13-year-old Hispanic boys, Deshaun Watson shenanigans. It's like, give me some goodness, baby. Like, I need some light.
some light, bro. Please. It's so. We can get into the police thing next time we get Clay Bond on the pod again. But it's crazy that this offseason the Saints have signed a fullback, a rotational defensive end. I mean, I guess he could start too, and a tight end, like a backup tight end, bruh. That is it. Like, they haven't extended Lattimore. They haven't extended Ramchek. Like, they've done
Marcus Williams under franchise tag.
That's true. They haven't extended Marcus. Like, they ain't done shit, bro. Like, nothing. So, like, as Saints fans, and we've talked about on the show, like, free agency in the draft is what we get excited about. Like, we are more excited about the team building process rather than on field play. Like, we haven't had shit to talk.
Yeah, much to talk about, bro. It's like
nothing.
Man, it's like, I don't know. Kind of like just a little pause year. It's a weird year.
It is.
We broke. You know what I'm saying?
It's broke. Like, broke, Nick. Broke. We ain't got it. Broke. Broke.
But I tell you what, you know what I'm saying? Like, we've seen what a really good draft could do. Now, you know, odds of having a 2017 type draft, like, ever again in, like, history, it's doubtful. It's just,
yes,
like, you talk about one of the best drafts in history. You know what I'm saying? NFL history. It's just hard to have those. But, you know, I mean, you fuck around and have like a nice little draft, man. You know, that just, it just lights up. It just extends.
It does.
The life of a team, bro. It's like unreal.
And we talked about with Tony, like, this is such a crucial draft for the Saints. One, They got to get some new blood. Like, the 17 draft brought in new blood, but now they need new blood and they need talent. Like,
yeah.
I'm trying not to exaggerate, but like, there are some holes on this team that they gotta feel. Like, and we don't know it. Excuse me, we don't know what's gonna happen between now and the draft, but it doesn't look like they're gonna sign a cornerback before the draft. So they might go into the draft with that being a glaring need. I mean, I'm pretty sure they're not comfortable with P. Rob, Madden, CB2. get P. Rob back in there. But it's just it'll be interesting. And also, this is one of the few drafts in a very long time that they have as much ammunition in draft selections in a very long time. Just in the first, you know, three rounds alone, they got a pick in the first round, pick in round two, and three third round picks.
Yeah.
Three of them bitches. Like, they, even if worst case scenario, the first round pick flames out, like, they got a hit on the other picks, bro. Like, this is a crucial junction for the team.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it just depends how you look at the draft and your philosophy. There's a lot of people that believe, you know, the more picks, the better, because the draft is pretty much a crapshoot. You know, even though you spend all this time scouting and studying and all this stuff, at the end of the day, you're lucky they go 50%. You're lucky. Yeah. So if you, you know, if you have a lot of picks, you go 50%, you know, you get a lot of good players. You know what I'm saying? So that's a theory of some. I somewhat agree with that, but I'm also like, look, you can just get like, you can draft 10 players and just have like 10 shitty players. Like, it's just,
it is very possible for the Saints to pull that off as well.
It's very possible. Very, very, very possible. So I don't, it's the draft is just one of those things. I'm like, this year, man, like, even I usually study about at least even now in my older age, I still try to do like 30 or 40, but I try to start, man, and I'm just like, I don't have the motivation. It's to the point now where I'm just like, I think I'm just going to wait until after the draft, see who they select, and just like go hard studying whoever they draft and really get a good grasp of who they draft. Because, man, that shit is annoying, bro. Like, you sit there draft day and they select fucking Debo. Debo from South Central, you know what I'm saying? Like, who they happen to see at the Shrine game. You saw him at the Shrine game practicing, you know what I'm saying? You really like this get off, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got no time for that shit, man.
It's a great point. We talked about it on a couple of episodes back because, like, it happens every draft, like, for me. Like, right? There's always one, and I'm not saying this as, like, every player that I watch and I like hits, because I've liked players that didn't hit. I have disliked players I've watched, Danielle Hunter, TJ Watt, just to name a few, where I just did not like their fucking tape and was completely wrong. Cortland Sutton is another one, but it's always worse when you watch a player and you like have conviction for that player and the Saints pass on them. And then, like, they rookie season, they just, you know, you see like red zone, you get the cutaway, and the player you like,
well, that red zone be killer, boy.
last year, and I'll even admit, like, I misevaluated Justin Jefferson, because just like the Philadelphia Eagles, and I feel a little redemption, is that it was hard for me to see him anything other than a slot receiver. And that's why when the Eagles were on the clock, they didn't draft Justin Jefferson, because their projection of him was only a slot receiver, and he would be a good slot receiver, but they wanted an outside receiver. So that's why they went with Jalen Reagor. So I missed that evaluation. I liked the player Justin Jefferson, but I thought he was only a slot receiver. I was wrong. But like last year, perfect example, bro, red zone. Cincinnati game, T. Higgins making another play, huh? Right?
T. Higgins.
just in my face, like. So I might start to have to like adopt that theory and just be like, you know what? I'm just not gonna watch anybody. just I'm just watching players after we draft them, because that is the worst feeling when you watch the player, you know they're gonna be a good player, and the Saints are like, nah, we're gonna draft a center and put him at guard. Oh
yeah.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
I'm gonna draft Andrews Pete.
And couldn't take Devontae Parker. Like in that, and it's Sean Payton's so aggy, bro. Like he, like some drafts, like he like pounds the table and he gets this, like, speaking of the Pete draft, he wanted Laremy Tunsil, right? Yep. He was like, that's who I wanted. He fell. We take him, we figure it out later. He's the best player on our board. Who talked him out of it? Jeff Ireland. So I don't know. But we break up the draft stuff because we do have a fun episode in store for you guys. We want to have a draft simulator. Ryan and I will play co-GM. We're going to use the Pro Football Network mock simulator to do this exercise. Again, Pro Football Network is the network that Tony Pauline writes for and puts out all his information on. So giving them some love. And we're just going to go through. We'll see if we're going to do – we're going to do round one, but we're going to see if we're going to do it twice or just do it once. And the exercise of going through picks 1 through 32 – actually, we're just going to go picks 1 through fucking 28. I don't fucking care about anyone who drives out to the Saints. In terms of what players are taken before the Saints pick, and if there's a player that we see falling, like, you know, strategize, talk about the podcast – like, should we fucking move up for this player as it gets closer to our pick? If we get fucking an offer from a team who wants to move up to 28, should we move down? Whatever. It's just a fun exercise. Probably not the best podcast aesthetic because it's not very fun to listen to it, but we don't fucking care. Because when we do this live stream on round one of the NFL draft, we're going to have the live reactions all as the draft is happening. So this is kind of like a precursor, a little warm up to what's in store for you guys when we do the live stream. One thing before we get into it is you brought up a good thing on Twitter with the release of Arden Key from the Raiders. In terms of when you watched him the year he came out, he was on your list of do not want guys. I know you haven't watched a lot of guys this year, but is there like, what are your list of like do not want guys if you do have a list of players you do not want for whatever reason this year going into the draft?
I haven't watched enough to really come up, you know, to really like pound on the table. But what I have watched of what is it, Greg Rousseau or whatever?
Yes.
The defensive end. I don't want it, bro. I don't want it. And it's not shocking to me that he's sort of, you know, quote unquote slipping.
Oh, right, not now. Not at all.
It doesn't shock me at all, because I remember like when the first my girl started to come out, I said, well, let me check him out. And I was just like, you know what I'm saying? I was like, you know, no thanks. You know what I'm saying? Like, this guy's rated first. I was like, what the hell? So, you know, I mean, maybe I have to dig it more. You know, at 20, like at 28, if he was there, I don't know. I'm not feeling it, bro. I'm not feeling it.
I watched a couple of games of him, and if you watch his couple of games from him from 2019, and you watch Jalen Phillips tape from 2020, you can't even look at them the same, bro. Like, right, it's not. Right. They're two completely different like planes. A player, bro. Like, it's not close.
I'm sorry, man.
I think I have a more extensive list. Gregory Rousseau is for sure on it. And then I don't know what it's been like these last week and a half, 2 weeks. Everyone starts to fucking want to mock Jamin Davis. Yeah, man. To the Saints from Kentucky, absolutely not. Like, first of all, watching linebackers in itself is a very exhausting exercise. But
especially in college. Oh my
God. Especially in college. But like when you watch linebackers, like I think linebackers are very position where like you either see it really quickly, or if you just watch it and you just like, is he gonna make a play? Like that's a that's a sign. And everyone's like, oh, he was slated to be going like the fourth round, but like he put up all this awesome numbers at pro day, and I'm like, yeah, but did someone watch this fucking tape? Like it is not good. Don't want any pieces of him.
It reminds me of Stephon.
Oh yeah,
he kind of rolls late.
Yes, he did. Yeah, that's a good point. The Penn State edge. Oh no, one of them tests. I can't think of who his fucking name is. Edge for Penn State had zero sacks, had a good pro day, had a lot of pressures in college. Like, nah, like I don't know if two firsts is like fucking bias me, bruh. I don't want these like athletic fucking oozing potentials. And no, don't want it.
How about Jason Uwe?
Yes, no, thank you. Nope. Like you can't even get me like one sack. Like I get that, like the bench. like I'm drafting you in round one, but you can't. You don't have one sack from this last season. Can't do it, bro. Can't do it.
Can't do it.
I think the other last player is there's a theme. It's like edges, bro. Is the Michigan edge Kuwiti? Whatever. Don't want him either. I'm good. Nah, straight. Good. So maybe I'm just feeling like Usher. I'm not throwing out any Usher bucks, but like I've just been burnt, bro. Like,
yeah, that's why I'm on linebackers, man. Like people ask me about linebackers, I'm just like,
yeah, that's what he told me, bro. Like
I've lost, like my nuts have been cut as far as linebackers, bro. I love, you know, I love Patrick Queen. I know you didn't like him. He, you know, he made some plays last year, but, you know.
He was up and down.
He was up and down. You know, Stephon Anthony. I love Stephon Anthony. Like, I had him and Kendricks. It's kind of like 1A, 1B.
Oh, did you? I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Reuben Foster. Oh my God! Like I thought he was just gonna be like, oh man. Like,
all right. So I'm not a Reuben apologist, but if you take away some like the injuries of him being like a DB perpetrator, like I think he works out. But to your point, yeah, didn't work out
for him. But he really wasn't that good in the NFL either. It's like if he was great. You know, NFL teams don't give a fuck about that DB shit.
Yeah. I'm saying I think his career was mostly derailed by injuries.
It's possible. Yeah, it's possible. I don't know, man. It's just like, I don't know, bro. Like, I was right on a couple. You know, you had what's his name? Anthony went to the Chargers last year. I thought he played okay.
Kenneth Murray.
Yeah. And he played okay.
It's so funny because, like, I also remember speaking of linebackers completely misevaluated. Did not like Leighton Vander Esch's tape at all.
Yeah. Neither me. I was like, man, this. Matter of fact, I thought he looked like a Saints linebacker. I was like, oh, man, the Saints gonna sign this dude.
Bro, speaking of, I remember that draft. I remember speaking of Tony Pauline, like, the Saints loved him. Yeah. Loved him in that draft. Loved him. Was that the Marcus Davenport draft?
I think so.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
Bro, like Leighton Vander Esch, like has had a lot of injuries, and like he has neck injuries too. Right. And you could still argue he's had a better
than two first. I mean, just his rookie season.
That's his rookie season alone, bro.
I mean, imagine if we had Vander Esch and DeMario in 2018. I mean, maybe we still get the no call, but I'm just saying, you know.
Oh, God, bro. Speaking of the Cowboys, I was talking to you about the the episode, Draft Insiders episode, Tony Pauline and Trey Wingo. I was listening to it earlier. And Tony reports that if Dallas stays at 10, that the number one player they want is pass me the Penei Sewell if he happens to fall to 10. And if not, then they may look at, you know, J.C. Horn or Patrick Sertan Jr., but that they would be open to potentially moving down if a team wanted to trade up to 10. And Pauline mentioned the Bears as a team potentially wanted to trade up to 10 for a quarterback. And if they trade it down, that they would eye potentially Zaven Collins, because Jerry Jones loves Zaven Collins. And then here I am thinking, like, all right, they got Jalen Smith. They used a first round pick in 2018 on Leighton Vander Esch. Like, are they really going to fucking add like another linebacker and like, you know what I'm saying? Like, such a short, because like teams don't use fucking three linebackers anymore. Like, teams aren't rolling out in a 4-3, and like that doesn't happen. Teams play so much sub that only two linebackers are on the field majority of the time. So I was I was like, Is Jalen Smith getting cut? Like that's just.
I mean, as a Jalen Smith fan, and he was great in 2018, but
right, man, he looked awful last season.
There was some snaps. I was like, what? Like, I mean, he didn't look like the same player, and no. I couldn't even explain it because it wasn't like athletic. Athletically, he was like, you know, something was wrong with him. It was like Space Jam,
bro. Like someone just took his fucking powers away. Like, it was weird. Just
took his powers, bro.
It was weird.
I'm like, man, Mike, come on home, Mike Nolan. Come on, bro.
But yeah, I was like who fucking knows what Jerry's gonna do, man. But
yeah,
and that's what's gonna make it exciting, man. That's why we talked about it. I plan to having a lot of beverages that day. Took the 29th off. Put my request, vacation time request in. Got approved. I'm off that Thursday because I know me. If I'm going to be at the office, I'm going to be glued to my phone all fucking day. You know what? Not going to even put myself through that. Boom. Vacation day. Off on the 29th. And then I told Ryan, it's like, if we're going to do this live stream, bruh, like, this has to be organic. This shit got to be natural. So when we watching the draft and we fucking videoing ourselves, no, we can't be checking Twitter, can't be checking our fucking phones to get the fucking tips, the picks tips. Like, this got to be organic. Like, we watching this shit as an experience and just let that shit just flow naturally. So we're gonna see what's gonna happen in 2 weeks. But let's get into this draft simulator. I've messed around with it a few times and had some pretty interesting results. There was one time I did it and there was like something fucking crazy happened. I was like, there's no fucking way this fucking happens. I don't remember what it was, but hopefully nothing too off the wall happens while we're doing the simulation. So
how are you doing trades? Because the Saints not going to trade down. Like,
right.
Can we give a fuck what's being offered, but it's like, Saints not doing it.
The only way I could see them wanting to trade down is they gotta get a God offer. So like, and there's all these quarterbacks that are talking about being gone in this draft or talk like Jones, like all top five are probably gonna go top 15. So I can't see, it's not going to be a situation where a quarterback that a team, and the Saints need a quarterback. Let's say there's a quarterback that the Saints have no interest in taking, that team desperately wanted to trade up to 28 to get, like the team from like who I already picked, and they're trading up from their second round pick to get another first round pick, and they offering you next year's first. That's the only way I can see them trading. And maybe it's not a quarterback. Maybe it's a player. Maybe it's a player. Like, let's say, I don't know. Let's say there's a team picking high in the second round, right? Uh-huh. Like, within, like, the first five picks of the second round. But they really want to get X player. Now, if that team is so in love with whoever that player is, and saying, like, we will give you next year's first to get 28, and we'll give you our second round pick and next year's first, I can see them doing it. If it's not something like that, not happening. Not happening.
I mean, you got, yeah, and you got to take that.
So. You got to. You have to. But, like, we go through this exercise every fucking year, and it's like, it's on Twitter, it's in articles, everything. Oh, the thing's straight down. No, it does not happen. Like, teams often, whether it's draft, free agency, whatever, teams often will tell you, you can predict what they'll do based off their history. And the Saints have had Sean Payton since 06. Now they've had Jeff Ireland since 15. That's 6 years, and that's 15 plus years of, like, fucking history, bro. Like, so, like, every time I see, like, that whole thing, like, they're going to trade down, I'm like, no. Like, no. They're not.
I don't think it's in his DNA. Like, it's
no.
Just, like, Sean, if Sean wants to play, he's going to go get him. But it's not like, oh, no, let's trade back. Maybe we'll get him later. They don't think like they don't think like, maybe we'll get that player we want later. It's, no, we want him now. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I want it now. That's exactly right. What it is. So I agree with you. We'll see what happens during the mock. If there's, like, something that's, like, really appealing to us that would entice us to trade down, I don't think it's going to happen. So the draft speed is set on slow. We're doing one round as a Saints. Let's fucking start this shit up. See what happens. All right, let's go. First pick, Trevor Lawrence, Jags. Duh.
Easy. No question about it.
Second pick, Mormon Mahomes, Jets, Zach Wilson. Boom. That's done. All right. Now this is where the draft starts. This is where the draft starts right here. Let's see. Trey Lance off the board. Oh. Number 3, 49ers. All right. Let's go. All right. Falcons at 4. They draft, pass me the Penei Sewell, Oregon tackle at number 4. Low-key wouldn't be a terrible I take that back. For them not to draft a quarterback to get after or to replace Matt Ryan in 2 years, to have that bridge is absolutely fucking dumb. But Falcons are going to Falcons. So at number 5, let's see what the Bengals do. So Penei's gone. So they – go Jamar Chase, reunite Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase.
Gonna happen.
6. Are they gonna go Kyle Pitts? Kyle Pitts. Dolphins. Not gonna save Tua. Sorry for you. Let's go. not gonna do it, bro. Number 7. Oh, a little shakeup. The Detroit Lions select Justin Fields, quarterback Ohio State. That would not be a bad pick at all, because you don't fucking want Jared Goff much longer. He's just a placeholder, bro. Like, also, it'd be like, we don't know in this situation, but if this were to happen, if Justin Fields is there at 8 instead of 7, that'd be interesting to see what the Panthers would do. Like, they traded for Sam Darnold, but would they take Justin Fields? That would be interesting. But
gotta get Fields, right?
I think you got to. I think you would have to. Let's see what the Panthers are doing in this situation. At 8, they go Rashawn Slater, OT, Northwestern. Number 9, one of my draft bays, probably my biggest draft bay in this entire draft. Saints have no shot at getting him. Jalen Waddle, Alabama, goes to the Broncos. Man, that'd be what? Waddle, Jerry Jeudy, and Courtland Sutton, if he can come back healthy. Still not
no quarterback.
Still not helping Drew Lock, nigga. Come on. Keep pushing. 10 Cowboys. They go Patrick Surtain the second, Alabama. Yep. New York Giants, Devontae Smith, Alabama. Still no quarterback. Eagles at 12. Let's see. JC Horn, cornerback, South Carolina. Saints fans everywhere start to cry.
Jeff Lurie, baby, grind that tape.
Bro, I was rolling when I heard that shit, bro. I said, Jeff Lloyd out here being a tank dog?
Jeff grinding that all 22, baby.
Could you imagine Gail Benson, bro, in her office with the projector? Going through cut-ups?
Going through cut-ups, man. Okay. We doing shit. He on a fucking NFL team. He more qualified than us. Shit.
13, the Chargers go where Christian Darrison, offensive tackle for Virginia Tech, got to protect Justin Herbert. No idea who Christian Darrison. 14, the Vikings draft Ozay Ojulari, the edge from Georgia. Could see that as being like a Mike Zimmer type pick, although I think their type is more like Jalen Phillips. But
yeah, Jalen Phillips, man, it's going there.
15, Patriots go with Micah Parsons, linebacker, Penn State. That seems like such a Patriots pick. But okay, so we're at 15 now. Four quarterbacks is gone. You know who's still on the board, right?
Got
Mac Jones on the board, bro. Let's get interesting, bro. 16, Cardinals. They draft the bro. There are some hard ass fucking names in this draft. Jesus. Alajeya Vera Tucker, tackle slash guard from USC. Raiders at 17, Greg Newsom the second, Northwest. He gone. Off the board. I know a lot of Saints fans want Greg Newsom, 28. Off the board, guys. Dude. Raiders. 18.
That's a Mayock pick, too.
Oh, yeah. 100. Oh, bro. It's a Mayock pick, but if Michael Lombardi is correct, John Gruden runs that fucking team. So.
Oh, yeah. He does.
Like, every draft pick is a John Gruden pick. So.
True.
Okay. So the second pick, the second first-round pick for the Dolphins. So they got Kyle Pitts at 6. They go my dude. Wait. Oh, whoa. There's a trade. Sorry, guys. There's a trade. Cleveland Browns traded up with the Dolphins. So Cleveland Browns moved from, I don't know where the fuck they were picking, but they moved from wherever they're picking to 18 to draft Notre Dame linebacker 6.
Oh.
My dude, he is a player, bro. He's good. He's good. So that's first trade of the draft. So the Browns now have Clowney. They got Myles Garrett. They got Notre Dame linebacker 6. Still don't got no second, besides – still only got much of a secondary, but they build on a defense. Oh, so Washington football team at 19. Mac Jones on the board, bro. You know, 19, 20, Bears picking at 20. Let's see what happens. 19, the Washington football team goes Rashad Bateman, wide receiver, Minnesota. Okay, all right. Chicago at 20. Defensive tackle, Christian Barmore, Alabama.
Okay.
All right. 21. The Colts. Oh, the shock of the draft. The Indianapolis Colts at 21 select Mac Jones.
I like it.
Quarterback, like it. Alabama.
Ooh, I like that.
I do too, bro.
I like that. Would be almost a perfect move.
It would, and because there is no way in hell am I trusting Carson Wentz to fucking bounce back, bro. There's no way. Not gonna do it. All right, let's keep it moving. Big moves from the Colts. That's one of those draft days. If that were to happen on the draft, like that's the buzz of the draft. That entire subplot. 22 Titans. They go. Oh, I need to resume the draft. Samuel Cosmi, offensive tackle, Texas. So the Titans say, we fucked up our last offensive lineman we drafted in the round one. We're going to try it again. Jets at 23. Ooh, Najee Harris. Running back.
Yeah.
Alabama.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Quarterback, running back. I love
you. You perv Najee with Zach Wilson?
Get your guy, you know, just get ready to go. Offense, you know?
All right, let's see what the Steelers do at 24. They go Kwity Paye, edge rusher from Michigan. Thank God he's not there.
Ugh.
25, Jags go Travis Etienne, pairing the running back from Clemson with the rookie quarterback from Clemson, Trevor Lawrence, teammates, send them both to Jacksonville.
That's too perfect.
26. Okay, so the Colts, the Browns were at 26, traded up to 18 to draft Notre Dame linebacker 6, and the Dolphins dropped all the way down to 26. I don't know what the draft compensation was, but now the Dolphins are on the clock at 26 from trading down. They're going Joseph Osiah, edge from Texas. So now we're seeing the Saints on the clock in 2 picks, Ryan. And here are some players that are still on the board. And so we got Jamin Davis, Kentucky. And I'm just going what this is considered best available per whatever. I'm not saying that these are the best available players.
This is Tony Pauline's board, I believe.
Okay. Creed Humphrey, center, Oklahoma. Would be right in our fucking wheelhouse. Zaven Collins, linebacker, Tulsa. There's an offensive tackle from Oklahoma State, Tavian Jenkins. The doctor said, I need a bacchiotomy. Caleb Furley, sitting there, Virginia Tech. The edge that we talked about, Jason Sure. Edge from Penn State's on the board. I mean, we can flip it. Also. So let's see what the Ravens do. Let's see what the Ravens do so we have a better idea. Oh, thank God. Ravens draft Jamin Davis, linebacker, Kentucky.
Peace.
So now we got our first trade offer. So the Packers, which would be a really dumb trade for the Packers to make, are literally asking us to switch spots. So they want to move up to 28, and we drop down to 29. And in doing so, we would pick up their 92 pick, which would be third round. Third round. So they're offering us their third and 29 for our 28 and our fourth and a fourth round pick, 133. Mm-hmm. Like, we moving down one spot, and we gaining another third rounder.
Like I personally, I do it, but I know the Saints gonna do it.
This is us. We're the GMs.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Do it.
I think we got, like, that's dumb not to do. All right. Accepting the trade. We're gonna move down one draft spot. So who did the Packers have to have? They had to have Tavian Jenkins, tackle, Oklahoma State. All right. Okay. So now we got 3 more trade offers. I'm going to read them off to you. Goddamn, bro. So the Texans are wanting our 29th pick. They are offering us their 67th pick, so another third rounder. Their pick in the fourth round, pick 109. Their second round pick for next year's draft, and their third round pick for next year's draft. Texans broke, bro. They don't got no draft picks. They trying to get in the game. right now.
Nah, bro. I don't want it.
Do you want a counter?
Nah.
Okay. Reject. Yeah, the second trade offer is also trash. Like, the Packers want, no, this is also being rejected. And the Cardinals are offering us their 49th pick, so they're picking the second round, as well as a second and a third for next year. That don't move me. No. All right. Those are rejected. So we are on the clock. So let me just read some players that I know we've talked about. So, like I said, on the board right now, Zaven Collins, Caleb Furley, the guy you were just talking about, Gregory Rousseau, Marshall from LSU, because that was in LSU Twitter in heaven. Other wide receivers, one of my guys still on the board, Kadarius Toney. Let's go defense. Let's go. Let me just break down the cornerbacks. Like, there really isn't a corner worth taking right now, unless. So give me your bubble. Give me your three players.
Is Phillips gone?
Who? He is not. He is no. He's not. Jalen Phillips is on the board, bro.
Man, I mean, right now the bubble is
Jalen Toney.
It's Toney Phillips, Zaven Collins,
and Farley.
And Farley. Ooh. They're in the bubble. That's the bubble right there.
That's the bubble, bro. That's the bubble. That's it.
Me personally, I go with Phillips just because, like, two first done, bro. Like, he's going.
He's gone, bro.
I put him on a trade block. Like, woo! I'm making this pick, and I'm putting two firsts on a trade block. Whatever I can get, third round pick, whatever. I don't know.
Oh, okay. We talking right now.
He gone, bro. Like, he is gone. I do Phillips, but you know, Caleb Farley, bro. You know what I'm saying?
That tape good, bro.
They good enough, boy. That team good.
Bro, you put on that Miami game.
I didn't say I didn't like his tape.
I know. It's funny, too, because when Toney came on the show, and if you go back and listen to that show, he brings up that Notre Dame game, right?
Yeah.
And I watched that Notre Dame game. I watched it twice. There are for sure, you know, very how do I want to call it? Marshawn Lattimore-ish, like, flubs that he makes in the game. Yeah. One led to a touchdown, and one led to, like, a deep, like, a long pass completion. But also, there are other glimpses in that same game. He's basically going against Chase Claypool all game, and I would say it's a stalemate. Like, there are plays where Chase Claypool won. There are plays where Caleb Furley. And we saw, like, what Claypool did as a rookie last year.
Uh-huh.
Like, he stood toe-to-toe with him, and I would say it was pretty much a wash. Oh, bro. So then the question is, what is more important to the team right now? Is it defense or is it offense? Because I could also make the argument, and this is not even, like, let me be devil's advocate. No. We know what we got in Alvin Kamara, one of the best players in the entire league. Mike Thomas regains his form again, and you take away last season, he comes back the player we know he can be. He's a top five, top six-ish wide receiver. We know that. Outside of those two, and outside of what we know we are going to get from McCoy, Ramchek, in, like, the nine games that Teron's going to play, what do we really have on offense?
Yeah, bro. I mean, when you talk about, like, dogs, like, our offense looks great because of Alvin Kamara and Mike Thomas, just because they are, like, blue chip bona fide players. But, you know, the incoming quality after that is a big gap, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's
like,
huge, bro.
It's huge, bro. Huge,
like, man. Like, Are we supposed to depend on I liked him. We supposed to depend on Marquez Callaway? We supposed to depend on Trayvon? Like
My special teams dude,
Deontay Harris?
Deontay Harris? I mean, he get hurt every kickoff, you know what I'm saying? Like
I'm just saying I could argue, and I think I can make a convincing case that there is more talent deficiency, even with all the cuts and the talent that's lost on defense, there is more talent deficiency on offense than there is on defense. I can make that argument.
Yeah. And then you just gotta, then you gotta think of, philosophically, strategically, how do you want to attack? Like, are you thinking, what's the best for my team for the next 3-4 years? What's the best this year? You know what I'm saying? With Jameis Winston. Yeah, I mean, I know it's a quarterback competition, but Jameis Winston.
No, it's not. Yeah, stop it. Stop it. Stop that.
Jameis Winston, that quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the best? Like, how do you want? What's the goal this year? You know what I'm saying? Is the goal this year to just kind of just muddle through and kind of just do the best you can and just, try to just get over this little whole section of Saints history to move on? Or is it to try to just put the best damn team on the field as possible and see what happens? Like, just see what happens. If the latter is the case, I think you just got to go offense, bro. Like, you got to go offense. And I mean, look, I love defense, but man, like, if you just look at the playoff games the last couple years, I know it's with Drew Brees, but
offense has been
we struggling to get over 20. We struggling to get over 20 points, bro.
Big shitty, bro.
Struggling.
NFC championship game, struggle. They should have won it. Offense still struggle. Only person that carried us that game was Kamara because the Rams didn't have a way to fucking stop him. Wade Phillips was fed up, bro. Like, fed up. So that game, they struggled. Vikings game, offense struggled. Struggled offensively against the Bears. Struggled. Struggled offensively against the Bucks. Like, it's been a trend.
Yeah.
It's been a trend. And I think there's only so much you can do. Like, Sean can only scheme up shit with players of less talent for so long. Like, at some point, you got to get a talent. You got to get a talented player.
A true mismatch. You know what I'm saying? Like, a true mismatch that could beat a defensive, this defensive matchup, man. Like, and Tony, Like, Tony, he is a problem.
That's what my draft phase. I'm taking my bias out of it. This is so funny because I feel like this is, and I don't know if draft rooms actually like fucking go like this, but we are having like a complete natural fucking discussion. If these are the four players that's in our bubble, in the cloud, who, at this moment, who is the best pick right now? Not even just right now and for the future for this team. Because then we got to weigh the pros and cons, right? Caleb Furley, excellent tape. That back, though. Jalen Phillips, injury concerns, quit football. Even recently, couldn't go to the combine medical evaluation because he had COVID.
He just got shit with him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you're a beautiful girl, And you're like, hey, you want to go out, Friday night or whatever? And she's like, oh, there's a lot of shit with him. And I'm like, I got a lot of shit with this girl. Do I want to fuck with her?
But then, like, conversely, who else? So we said it was Furley, Phillips, Tony, and was it Marshall also in the cloud?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I like Terrence Marshall.
I love him.
I don't love him either.
But I think if you put on Terrence Marshall tape, you put on Kadarius Toney tape.
Oh no, come on, no.
Bro. I tweeted, and this is maybe like a month and a half ago. I tweeted that Kadarius Toney was my wide receiver 3, And I was not moving off that. And someone was like, I don't know. You know how LSU Twitter be sometimes, bro. Mm-hmm. Just so annoying. They're like, oh, what about Terrence Marshall? And I was like, no, like Terrence Marshall isn't better than him. Like, and like, based on what? Watching the fucking film. Like, what do you mean? Like, stop it. Stop it. Come on, man. So with Tony and with Marshall, we have cleaner players. Not less quote unquote baggage, less issues, injury, whatever. I can make, but then we flip over defensively. That Jalen Phillips tape, bro. As soon as Scott told us to watch Jalen Phillips, we was texting each other like, God damn,
yo. I'm like, yo.
You watched Jalen Phillips against Virginia Tech, and you that's all I was going to say.
And just think, you know what I'm saying? Like, you look at that would make Saints' defensive line a strength, at least this year.
Yeah.
You know, say Cam is Cam. Say you get 8 sacks from Cam. That's who he is right now. You know, you got that. You got old Shy Tuttle. You got Malcolm Roach. You got
Onyemata.
You got, look, 2 firsts. Hey, I mean, look, hey, like I said, 2 firsts, he gone. But you got him this year. Say we don't trade him or nothing. You got him this year. He's in a rotation. You know, he's a load. He can be a load sometimes. He can give you a couple games where he's shining. You know what I'm saying? And he's he'll be in his contract year because I don't think they're gonna give him a 5th-year option.
We'll know that in May, but I don't think they're gonna guarantee.
Will that motivate him at all?
Nah, I don't
think so. But you know what I'm saying? Like, but okay, he's there. You got Big Creek, baby.
Uh-oh. Yeah, out here working.
Oh, you're working, ready. You know what I'm saying? You got I'm not refusing to say the name. The guy he signed.
Oh no!
Fuck that name. Yeah. You got him.
Villanova Edge.
Villanova Edge. You know, from the Chiefs. Good, solid player.
Rotate. I mean, he. It's funny because he like started like every game for the Chiefs. Like started.
Yeah, so he's a player. He could play. You could depend on him to start games and do stuff. And then you bring in Phillips, man. That's a nice rotation you got. You got a good 7-8 guy rotation to just keep. Who's the king of the division right now? Uh-oh. Even though we won a division last year, the king of the division is the Bucks. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
And how do you beat? But how do you beat Tom Brady, bro? We know how you got to beat.
Breaking news. Got to rush the quarterback with the front foot. You know what I'm saying? That's how we beat them. Like, we beat them twice.
Both games in regular season, that's how you got beat.
I'm just saying, bro. I'm just saying, man. If you want a little chance this year, bro. You know? But, man. Woo. Offensively, though, boy. Oof.
Bro.
Even if Jameis is not your guy going forward, like, Tony is a nice piece to have going forward. You draft Tony, a quarterback next year or whatever.
Tony can take shit and turn it into, you know, fucking into something. That's like
a nice piece to have. Let me put Mike Thomas too.
Let me put it into perspective. Tony made Kyle Trask look good, bro. This is not a knock on Kyle Trask. After watching him, he's a better player than I thought he was going in because I thought he was just garbage. He's not. Like, if the Saints draft him in the 3rd round, whatever. I'm fine with that. Like, you watch Tony film, and he pops. Like, I can't explain it. He just pops.
There are players that you just watch, and you're like,
yep.
They're going to be good. Like, they're going to be good. It's not like, oh, scheme, quarterback. No, he's going to be fine, man. He's going to be a productive player. I don't know how productive, but he's going to be a good player.
And every time I've watched him since we had that podcast and you said, man, he would cook with Drew Brees, bro. Like, just watch. Like, I'm going back and watch him a little more. And just he can run like these choice routes when he gets to the top of his break. And he knows how to fucking go the right way to go. And just he's a nightmare matchup, bro. Just nightmare.
Man, you put him with like 2016 Brees, 2000. Oh, they would have cooked.
Cooked, bruh. Cooked. So we don't talk. We don't talk about it. We don't debate it, bro. Like who 29.
You go to pull the trigger, bro. I'm good. I'm good with my bubble. Like my bubble, I'm good with it. Like so, whoever we take, I'm just like okay, you know.
All right, bro. I think that because of the malaise on offense and because of year after year, the Saints have failed to like historic wide receiver drafts, and the Saints have been like, "Nah, we're good." I'm gonna put a kibosh to that. I'm gonna end that right now. We're gonna draft Kadarius Toney, wide receiver, playmaker, Florida. Pair him with AK. Pair him with Mike Thomas. Let Jameis, like if Jake, well, Jameis didn't succeed with fucking Chris Godwin and Mike Evans, but
that's all fate. That's all fate.
Right? Yes, yes, he does. So if he can't succeed with these weapons and Sean Payton, then we know our answer. Boom, on the board, done. And the first round, I'm just gonna let it play out. Oh my god, of course he would go there. Okay, so just for funsies, I'm just gonna go and just tell. Is it not going to let me scroll down? Okay, well, that's great. Oh, it does. So just for funsies, the first round ended the Bills at 30, drafted Oklahoma center Creed Humphrey. The Chiefs drafted Jalen Phillips.
Fuck.
Could you imagine, bro? He's so annoyed. And then the Bucks draft the Penn State edge Jason Owe, who didn't have a single sack this season. That was fun, bro. That was actually a little more fun than I thought it would
be. No, yeah, that was more fun than I thought it would be.
you want to do one more?
Yeah, I guess we could speed it up. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, we'll do a faster one. Speed it up, round one. See if our. Do you want to go? We'll go fast. We'll fucking go fast. Okay,
no trades.
No trades, and we're just gonna see who's available at the bubble when it comes to our pick. Oh, this shit is zooming. Okay. All right. So we said no trades. That was a shitty trade anyway. Also a shitty trade. Okay. So, the bubble. Oh, I got rejected. Okay. So, the bubble at 28. Interesting. And that draft we just did, Zaven Collins did not go in the first round. Very interesting. Oh. So, the bubble, the players that are available now, Jamin Davis, linebacker Kentucky, is available. Zaven Collins, linebacker Tulsa, available. Caleb Farley, cornerback, Virginia Tech, still available in the speed round. Let's go to wide receiver. Marshall's still there. Tony's still there. Let's go defense. Let's see if Jalen Phillips still there. Gregory Russo still there, cornerback. Yeah. I'm just going to scroll up to see anything that stands out to me.
Any trade up?
Trey Lance went to 15 to the Patriots.
Oh.
I think the Ravens traded up and drafted Rashawn Bateman. The Browns traded up and drafted Michael Parsons from Penn State. The Dolphins traded down and drafted Travis Etienne. Wait. Oh, they – okay. Mac Jones went to 9 to the Broncos. Justin Fields went to 3 to the 49ers this time. And a very interesting move that would never fucking happen. Just this would not happen at all. At 12, Ja'Marr Chase fell to the Eagles, and Devontae Smith was drafted by the Bengals at 5, which there's no chance in the hell of that happening.
No.
So a very similar board. So I think for the sake of the exercise, so we're at 28 now instead of 29. For the sake of this exercise, potentially looking at defense in terms of in terms of the player that we should add at 28. And I think that bubble would be, I mean, it's really, if we're being real, that bubble is like Zaven Collins or Caleb Farley. Like that's what the bubble is.
Yeah.
I know you haven't watched Zaven. I watch him pretty extensively.
How do you project him? Is he more of a Mike or like a weak side?
Weak, 100% weak. 100%
weak. So you put DeMario at the Mike.
Yes. Yeah. You slide DeMario to Mike, you put Zaven at weak, and Zavian's coverage ability, this was in college, but his instincts when it came in coverage is some of the best. Like it's unreal. His drops in zones is unreal. And I said this when I went on like a little tweet thread about him. He's not like, don't expect him to like be like a run stopper. Like that's not his game. His instincts in run, like in the run game are lacking. But like if he hits the hole and he uses his athleticism, like he guesses right, like he's going to get a lot of tackles for loss.
Did he get much, you know, like pass rushing snaps?
Here and there. He's a
big fucking dude, man.
He is, man. He like I said, he reminds me a lot of fucking Anthony Barr. Like, and I don't know if it's just because, I don't know if it's, one, athletically, two, like they kind of both light skin, they kind of look alike. Like so, like when I watch him, like, but like he reminds me a lot of like Anthony Barr. But I think, at least coverage wise, he's a better player than Anthony Barr. He and one of the things that stood out to me a lot, and this, I mean, for our and how the NFL is evolving, like when you put him in coverage to spy, like he's a great spy. A great spy from the linebacker position. Phenomenal. He's good, man. He's good. I'm a huge fan of his. So it's, you know, do we draft a linebacker with how the Saints have had trouble with linebackers over these last couple of years?
It's the two biggest hole on the defense. You got quarterback.
Back and linebacker.
And the linebacker. So
Zaven is a completely clean prospect. There's no issues with him. Caleb, his tape is outstanding, but that was 2 years ago. He got the back surgery. But on the flip side, if he hits and there's no issues with him and you have another corner who plays very similarly to Marshon Lattimore, and you have two Marshon Lattimores, men in the outside, you got CeeDee in the slot.
You got CeeDee in the slot, and you extend Malcolm Williams. I mean Marcus Williams. You solidify one of the most important areas of a defense.
Yep.
Solidify, bro.
Or I don't know what's going to happen, but let's say Marshawn. Let's say he's gone. Let's say he gets traded. Let's say they don't invest the money in him. And maybe you have the replacement. I mean, you still don't have your cornerback too. You're still looking for one, but
I mean, but you have to factor that in, man. Like that's cap savings, bro. Now they have to replace Marshawn. Maybe that's right. Outside of somebody, but still, that's like, you know, that I mean, that's like a $80 million decision right there.
Yeah,
you
know, man. Like, I have when I first did my wish list of players I want at 28, Caleb wasn't on it. I updated it this week. I'm not gonna update it again. I had to put him on it, bro. Like if he's there at 28, I get the risk, but like I would be okay if they took him. But for me, if it's between him and Zaven, I've watched them both extensively. I think with this team and their history of luck with drafting players, with fucking England, I think you got to go with the clean prospect, bro. That's me. I picked last round. This is on you this time. I'm gonna let you pick, bro.
I go Caleb, bro.
Oh,
here's why. Because
that surprises me.
Of you know, say what you want about the Saints. I mean, they do a decent job of coaching up secondary. As shitty as the secondary's been in history of the Saints, like, it's been shitty. I get it. But when they get, like, players that can play, like, who have talent, they're pretty good. You know what I'm saying? Like, they coach them up well. I know Aaron Glenn's gone. But you got Chris Richard. Dennis Allen, he cut his teeth on the secondary. I just feel confident that, like, if, like, with Caleb, it's purely a health issue. Purely. That's literally the only issue. It's
his instincts and his ball skills, bruh, like, he is a ball hawk.
So I'm making this pick with the assumption that Saints stellar medical team who are flawless. I'm making this pick with the assumption that I was stellar.
Delvin, if you listen to this podcast, bro, don't bro, just
bro, jokes, man. Cussing us out, man.
just jokes, Delvin, bro.
Well, we got a new medical team since then. We got
some new dudes,
you know what I'm saying?
They saved the dude's life, the lung snapper.
Ashley, you know what I'm saying? Ashley Hospital, I worked there before, you know what I'm saying? Ashley gonna get it right, and they study his back, well, x-rays and shit, and they say, oh, okay, this guy be fine. He just need a couple of months to heal up, and he's gonna be good to go. If that's the case, you make the pick. You make the pick. I'm serious. Like, the Saints need to bring in, like, a back fucking spec, like, go Google the best back specialist in the country. Google him and show him the x-rays of Caleb Farley's back. And I want his opinion. Like, what you think? And if it's like thumbs up, you make the pick, bro. The fucking pick.
I think it's because he is. If it wasn't, and I don't care what anyone says, if you take the back issue away, he is easily the best cornerback in this draft. Like, his tape is night and day. I know people love J.C. Horn, but Caleb Farley tape from 2019 and J.C. Horn tape from 2020, they're not in the same ballpark. They are not. And I have gone on.
And I like J.C., but to me, J.C. is more in the Greg Newman area.
I
really like. I also like Greg Newman. I like, but there's like that tier. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah, and I've said, like, I think J.C. Horn is an overrated prospect. I do. I'm sorry, Saints fan. I know who his dad is. Yes. I know. But, like, I watched, and I was like, I was waiting. He had that one game where he was wreaking havoc, but, like, I'm just saying. Anyway, so you said we go on Caleb, then we go on Caleb.
Okay, boom. Bro. Fuck it.
Black, you know what black and we gold.
We got three third round picks, baby. Like, what's up?
Just out here living dangerously. So wrap up the rest of the draft. Packers went Alex Leatherwood, offensive tackle, Alabama. The Bills went Gregory Rousseau, which sounds very Bills-like.
Brother, the Packers draft somebody named Leatherwood, bro. That's just a fucking Packers pick.
But he's black, though. He's black.
I know, but it's just like Leatherwood, you know. Some Packers. Like some Packers shit.
The Chiefs, of course, draft Zaven Collins, because why would they not? And this pick, pick does could make sense. I get it. The Bucks go Tevin Jenkins, offensive tackle, Oklahoma State. So, fun exercise. In the first one we did, we went Kadarius Toney at 29, and we got an extra third round pick to move down one spot. Thank you, Green Bay. Could you imagine?
You know they trade all of them, like all the third round.
Oh, bro.
Like, they're gonna get another second round pick or something. I don't know. They're gonna trade all.
Yeah, there's no way they would draft four players in the fucking third. There's not no chance. No chance.
And this draft is so weird. Because I mean, it's just, you know, the players didn't play last year. You don't really have the due diligence that you would normally have.
You don't have as much medical information as you normally
medical,
do.
That medical shit is huge. Like,
huge!
Tony talking about it. It's like, I was like, jeez. Like, you really shooting blind. So, I don't know, man. It's going to be interesting. I don't know if this is a good draft to have multiple mid to late round picks, you know? Good point. Or maybe it is a good one to have because maybe you focus more just on the tape than all the other noise.
Yep. There you go. There you go.
So I don't know. I don't know. It's just going to be one of those things you just got to see.
It is. That was a fun exercise. One draft we went Kadarius Toney. Other one we went Caleb Furley. Honestly, if the Saints were to draft either of those players, they're both on my list of players. I would want the Saints to draft. Would be happy with it round one. But we'll see, man. It was some interesting trades, especially in that first one we did when we kind of went a little slower. And two weeks, man. 2 weeks from now, like round one, we'll be done, and we'll be bitching that the Saints drafted somebody. I'm sure.
Fucking Michigan Edge,
bruh. Oh, I would. It's so fun. Like, I now get more upset with them with draft decisions and free agency decisions. Do I do like actual games, bro?
I'm telling you, man.
I got to stop watching prospects before the draft, bro. I really got to stop.
Man.
But we'll see what happens in 2 weeks. Ryan and I don't have any free agent players to watch because Saints haven't signed anybody. I will say, so let's say going back to the first simulation we did, if they went and drafted Kadarius Toney, it'd be interesting if they don't address cornerback at some point, like highly in the draft, then after the draft, if we see them come to terms with like Richard Sherman or something like that, like that wouldn't shock me at all.
At all, man. Like I honestly feel like it's already kind of, I ain't gonna say handshake, but they kind of like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, Richard Sherman probably like, look, I'm not trying to do no fucking mini camps and shit, man. Like, let me fucking relax, enjoy my offseason, get healthy. You know, I feel like that shit is gonna be worked out. There's that report early in free agency, so I think those talks happen. Will it happen? We'll see, but I think that's in order. Even if they do draft the cornerback, like, I just think they want like another veteran in there to just solidify that position.
No, yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Absolutely. But we'll see, man. It's like the draft is like our Christmas. Couple of weeks away. Fuck, man. This is just the dredge, bro. Like, nothing happening. Nothing. And as the closer we get, there's going to be just dumb reports. I am shocked. Oh, duh. I was like, why haven't we heard any Wonderlic fucking leaks yet? Why no fucking combine? That's why we haven't had no Wonderlic leaks.
Justin Fields now is like, there's Mac Jones going to San Francisco. Now it's like, Kyle Shanahan was at Justin Fields' second pro day. Who had a second pro day?
Bro, I tweeted that. I was like, when we start doing second pro days now? Like, when is that a thing?
Justin Fields, man, I need y'all to see me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
now Trey Lance going to do a second pro day? Like,
come on, bro.
These niggas wildin'.
Wildin' out, man.
Listen, man, you can do... And I had this conversation with my girl, bro, because we were having this Mac Jones, Justin Fields conversation, and finally she just admitted to me and just like, I think this is just, she said, I think this is me just projecting, like, I don't want to believe that the Niners traded 2 first-round picks in the future to go up to 3 to draft Mac Jones. Like, she's like...
No, man. It's hard for me to believe too. Like,
it's not for me though, bro. Like, I get why people it's hard for them to understand like them trading up that much draft capital, but I felt that Mac Jones was a Kyle guy months ago. Like, you just see it. Like, you just see it, bruh. And if that's the case, and like, I applaud, like, the balls for him saying, like, that's my guy. I want him. Yeah. You're going to go get him. Because you don't want to end up like Sean Payton, like, thinking, like,
I get that.
He's just going to trickle down and fall, and then he gets sniped. Because in theory, like, Mac Jones' range was, like, like, mid-15, a little higher. So he may have been there at 12, but who's to say, like, if they – and this is us assuming that he goes 3, right? But who's to say that Denver don't take him at 9 or whoever? Like, all it takes is a team training up higher than you and drafting him, and then you just fucking ass out. Like, you just – you done. So
I hear all that. I guess my only thing is like, Kyle Shanahan has always portrayed himself and talked about himself as somebody who could, like, I could get the most, like, I don't need this hot shot quarterback. Like, I could just, like, just give me a guy that could just follow the lessons. And maybe that's Mac Jones. And maybe that's why he's moving up for him. Maybe he's just in that. I don't know, man. It's like, but to give up 2 first round picks from the future to do that.
For Mac Jones, though? Mac Jones, though?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, we'll see. I mean, if it, like, if, you know, if Mac Jones is just, you know, and he just works out and is just perfect in that scheme, you know, those first round picks don't mean shit.
Don't mean anything. Don't mean
nothing. You know what I'm saying? So it'll just, you know, it's just one of the things, I just want to see. I want to see play out.
I think my girl, and also my girls made this point, and Tony Pauline also on the Draft Insider Show made the same point, is her theory is that they traded up to 3. Kyle wants Mac Jones, and they now have traded up to 3 in hopes of John Lynch is able to convince Kyle Shanahan to move off his guy. So, like, okay, we had 3. I know you like Mac. I know he's your guy. But, like, let's look at Justin some more. Like, let's look at Trey some more. And I told my girl, I said, listen, if that's the case, and Tony has kind of hinted, especially on the podcast Draft Insiders from yesterday, he's kind of like, if you read between the lines of what he's saying, he's pretty much saying the same thing that my girl is hypothesizing. And it's like, that is terrible fucking team building, bro. Like, if you as a team, as an organization, if you as a GM says, okay, we're going to go from 12 to 3, give up 2 first round picks in the future, and yet there's still not conviction on who you got one at 3, or one, the head coach has conviction in who he wants at 3, but your GM is trying to sway him to draft another quarterback, that is terrible team building. And I think that's exactly what's happening for the 49ers right now.
Oh, man. If so, that's something. My theory is that they don't have conviction, but they like the quarterbacks available after you know, Zach Wilson and
Trevor.
Because according to Lombardi, everybody knows Zach Wilson's going to the Jets. Like, everybody, it's like
done deal.
It's like a secret. It's like not even a secret anymore. Like, okay, they know that. So I think at the very end of the day, like, maybe Shanahan likes maybe 2 of those quarterbacks. You know what I'm saying? And he just needs to, maybe it's Fields and Mac Jones. Well, he's fine with either. He just wants the choice to have the choice to pick which one. You know what I'm saying? So I think maybe it's something like that. I don't know, man, but it's. That shit, like, that's what I'm waiting on. Like,
the draft first starts
second pick. Yeah, it's like,
yeah, whatever. The draft starts at number 3, bro.
That's when it starts, bro. Then the Falcons and all that shit.
Roger Goodell comes out and says, San Francisco 49ers, like, Mac Jones, bro. Who? Mac Jones, bro.
Mac Jones.
Out here, bro. And I think at 3, you're going to see who runs the 49ers.
Yeah.
whoever the pick is. So if it's Mac Jones, that tells you that team is 100% ran by Kyle Shanahan. If it's Justin Fields or Trey Lance, then that tells me that John Lynch is running the ship. Like, that's what that pick is going to tell you. 100% is who runs the 49ers. Because I say this with conviction. If Kyle would have his way, I do not think he would move off Mac Jones. I just don't see it, bro. Like, we as people, and I've said this to my girl, I said, we as people, we have types and what we're attracted to, like, you know, the opposite sex or the same sex. We have types of, like, what we like when in terms of, like, players when we're watching football. Like, everyone has a type, right? Like, everyone has a type of what they're drawn to, is attracted to, right? Kyle has a type. Like,
Mac Jones is it, man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see Justin Fields. I don't.
No! No, you can't. You don't see it. No, bro. You do not see it. Like, Kyle Shanahan has a type. And if you just go by hit, because we were just talking about, there's no way the Saints are going to trade down the draft, right? Because they have a history of what they do. So Kyle has a history of the type of quarterbacks that he likes in his offense. And if you just put, it's just simple. It's not even like, we're not like detectives. Like, this is just simple deduction reasoning. Like, you just fucking put two and two together, like, you'll get the answer. But it's going to be fun, man. That's what makes the draft and the NFL just exciting in general. We just never fucking know. We just don't know. But we're going to find out. We're going to find out. So with that, we're going to get out of here. Next week, we do have our long-awaited return of Sophia Glatt-Nassar, astrophysicist. She is coming on. We are having a podcast specifically to talk about black holes and fucking wormholes. Can't wait. We're recording that next week. And then that's the draft. Like, we'll try to maybe get like two in next week. So a one with Sophia and also a football related one, maybe get someone else on. And then after that, man, it's week after it's draft time. So count down the days. We appreciate all our listeners, all our supporters. We greatly appreciate it. As the draft gets closer, we are getting more excited about this whole live stream thing. We're kind of figuring out like exactly like what technology we need to have like a crisp, good like live stream, and it could go smooth. I'm about to start ordering the alcohol, so I'm prepped, bruh. We'll start.
I love it.
Start drinking around like noon draft day, bruh.
Oh, but, man, that's too early, bro.
I'm not fucking.
Shit, you gonna be the fucking. Fuck those motherfuckers.
No intro, no music. just turned up. No, not rocking. I won't
check out that check out that Anosha Sequoia episode, the last one we posted. Even if you look at it like, oh, I'm not gonna be a just listen to it. Just play it on your way to work. It's good.
It is
shit. Trust me.
Always good to have Anosha on the show. Gonna have Sophia on next week. Gonna also try to, you know, I'll hit up somebody, try to get someone on the podcast. We might try to hit up, you know, I know it's getting kind of close. Hit up Cynthia Freeland. See what Cynthia up to. I mean, she might be busy, but you know, just hop in the
DM, baby.
You know, that's where it goes down. Anyway, we're gonna get out of here. And thank you for supporting us. We really appreciate it. Someone asked us a fucking question for the pod, but I'm not even going to go through my phone right now. Oh, I think it was Alden Smith related. Never mind. He got signed by the Seahawks today. So I think that question's already answered. So anyway, he was just like, should the Saints like add Alden Smith? Like, blah, blah. And I was like, well, we can't. So anyway, we're going to get out of here. Thanks for all support. With that, we're out.
Peace.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.